Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we talk about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. We invite you to get involved by calling 994-1017. That's 994-1017 and get into all the action. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted with a full hour here to motorsports here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, Vettel wins in Bahrain as the Mercedes v. Ferrari battle heats up. Will Hamilton win this weekend in Sochi to even the score? It's going to be a great battle. Taylor Goins with the RacingExperts.com is going to join us live from Bristol here in just a minute. JGR and Kyle Busch need a win. Now, that sounds funny, but Kyle Busch does have the top time in practice from this morning, so we'll be catching up with him. Three-time Indy 500 winner Bobby Unser is going to join the show a little bit later. We got some perspectives and some memories from racing in the Southwest, including we're going to talk a little Speedway Park. IndyCar driver Charlie Kimball joins the show, and he is actually amazing. You guys are going to love this interview. Racing with type 1 diabetes, and it hasn't slowed him down at all. He's done very well, actually, in Indy, but he's coming up in a race with a special promotion at PIR next weekend. Of course, we're going to go to the track live here in Albuquerque as Southwest Motorsports rolls into Sandia Speedway this weekend, and we're going to get a live report right after driver's meeting with Larry Pitsey. But joining us at Bristol Motor Speedway is Taylor Goins. How are you doing this morning, Taylor?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You guys had to get up early. You had to get a practice in for the guys this morning. But let's talk about the weather. I mean, and let's don't use that four-letter word, but tell us a little bit, how's it looking today, and how's it looking for the race tomorrow?
Well, the good thing is the rain is not here right now, and it's been away for most of the morning. Tomorrow is not looking great, to be honest with you. I hate to say it, but the odds of getting the race in tomorrow are probably looking to be less than 20%.
Wow, that's terrible. But the practice times look pretty impressive for them not to be able to get much time out there. Tell us a little bit about some of the speed charts, and how's JGR looking?
JGR is actually looking really good. Kyle Busch finished second in the first practice and led the second practice this morning, and he's fast. And the good thing is Matt Kenseth finished fifth, and Denny Hamlin finished sixth in the first practice. So JGR is topping the charts, which is really good because this will be a great weekend for them to get their first win of the year.
Absolutely. And, of course, all you got to do is watch it on TV, and you can see that dark line in the corners on the VHT. What are some of the comments the drivers are having in regards to the VHT being on the track?
We actually talked to Todd Dillon about the VHT compound, and he really talked about how it almost runs like Martinsville, and it's kind of tight. All the rubber and the VHT compound is building up on the inside, and it makes the inside so dominant. But with that being said, it's turned into, right now, before it changes, a one-groove track because the outside is loose and slick.
So, in other words, it's a perfect setup for Kyle Larson. As a matter of fact, Kyle Larson had some comments that he didn't like the VHT down there. Now, is that because he feels like maybe there's a little bit of a dive bomb scenario for guys that might try and get under him and kind of help him up the track a little bit?
Well, I would say that because when you're a guy like Kyle Larson who would probably be more willing to run the outside with conditions like this, you always have to wonder with the inside having so much grip if drivers wouldn't come down and dive bomb and kind of mess up his groove a little bit.
Absolutely. All right, so the rain washed away qualifying, so you got Kyle Larson starting up front, Chase Elliott on the outside. Talk a little bit about maybe some of the drama that might have been avoided by guys trying to get their cars through tech and qualifying. Does it seem to be a little bit easier that they just got to go to straight to race setup?
Absolutely. The good thing that NASCAR made the decision with that, I think, is they canceled qualifying really early yesterday, and that gave the teams time to stop getting things ready for qualifying and just focus on the race coming up. And that did avoid the issues we've seen with so many cars not getting through tech. It really helped the process along a lot.
Well, and you talked about Ty Dillon and talked to him about the VHT. Ty actually did very good with he was second in a consecutive time, fastest time for 20 consecutive laps. Jimmy Johnson ran the most laps in practice. What do you think that's about? I mean, they already dialed in to just go and get this thing done?
I think so. I think he might have been searching for something. I think they found it, though. Within 9 laps they've run, because the 48 team, at first, they weren't that quick in the first practice. He finished 16th. But he seemed to pick it up in the second practice. So I would look for them to be very fast when we start tomorrow.
Both Dale Earnhardt and Casey Kane were in the top 10 in speeds in that last practice. Looking pretty good for Hendrick. What are the chances of seeing Earnhardt actually get to victory lane and punch his ticket?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Dale Jr. win a race this weekend. Bristol, he was great at last year. He finished second in the spring race with a beat-up car and almost won that one, and he finished fifth in the practice this morning. So if we were to see Dale Jr. win, it would not be a shock at all to me.
Awesome, awesome. So if there's any listeners that want to follow you at the track this weekend, how would they reach out?
Actually, we are... My colleague and I, Matt Corson, are covering the race this weekend for theracingexperts.com, and we're having lots of new content on there all weekend long.
Okay, well, fantastic. Hey, thank you for giving us a report from the track. We always appreciate Taylor. We really appreciate that.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
All right, that was Taylor Goins with the Racing Experts, and you can check him out, racingexperts.com, with a lot of in-depth coverage, and it's going to be great. Hey, if you want to go see some local racing this weekend, of course, they're running out at Sandia on the road course. They're actually out there now. It's 8 o'clock, so the gates are open for road racing both Saturday and Sunday. But the Clay Oval is going to get started with wing sprints, the 305 wing sprints at 6:30 tonight, so you can definitely go check that out. But drag racing, you got drag racing actually tomorrow at ABQ Dragway, and the 2017 season is really going. Of course, tomorrow you've got gates open at 11 with a Yearwood Performance Street to Strip. You can bring your car out, street legal drags, test and tunes. They have over 50 events scheduled for this season, with two all-out call-outs with great side-by-side drag racing action through November. As a matter of fact, go to abqdragway.com right now and get yourself a 2017 schedule. And, of course, you know, you can't talk drag racing without talking about Yearwood Performance. And I tell you, even if you forget fuel, if you forgot to buy fuel today and you got to go do it tomorrow, Yearwood Performance is open on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. So you can go out there and you can pick up your fuel, your Torco fuel, and get out there. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Hey, you got auto plumbing problems? They have all the hoses and fittings that you need, everything to keep your car going and be competitive. It's New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance at 341 Eubank, or open on Sundays, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. And also, if you want to know all the cool stuff that's going on around town, you just got to pick up a copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine with full monthly color features such as a business spotlight, read it fever, and a complete listing of New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a free copy at any Napa store in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Las Unas, Belen, and they even got them down in Socorro now. Contributing columns such as Showtime, The Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car have made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up a copy today. Hey, if you're a mechanic and you know you're looking to make a change, or you're looking to advance your career, check out Napa Auto Care Centers, because they're looking for you. Join their great team with excellent pay and benefits. Napa Auto Care Centers also has training and advancement opportunities, and they're growing fast and they need you. Napa Auto Care Centers combine a local ownership and genuine Napa Auto Parts. That is a powerful combination. Visit AutoCareNM.com today. Click on jobs for positions available or to request an interview. That's AutoCareNM.com. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side, including we're going to be joined by three-time Indy 500 winner Bobby Unser. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
Easy, you're on the freeway.
Sorry, I've never driven a car before.
What? Back at the dealership, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Oh, I know I'm an excellent candidate for a car loan. I pulled an 809 FICO score at Experian.com. I've just never been behind the wheel.
You know how to buy a car, but you've never driven one?
Pretty much. So, if I buy this bad boy, I'm going to need you to throw in some driving lessons.
Get your credit swagger on. Become a member of Experian Credit Tracker and find out your FICO score powered by Experian. FICO scores are used in 90% of credit decisions.
Anytime is a good time for the Barley Room. Lunch and dinner with live music, karaoke, and a menu that will rival any restaurant in town. Unique offerings like Gouda Tots, Mexican egg rolls, and sliders get you started. The Barley Room provides catering and growler refills on local craft beer and draft favorites. Sit and enjoy a brew with the Mug Club. The Barley Room at Eubank in Spain. Catch the game in HD. Your perfect brew is waiting for you. BarleyRoom.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. The 2016 Range Rover clearance is happening now. Come in soon while our selection is the most choice. Visit Land Rover Albuquerque or call 1-866-981-6244 for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Are you tired of the same old sports bar? If so, Sinners and Saints is here to jazz up your experience. 35 flat-screen TVs, 20 beers on tap, and the famous lunch special Monday through Friday, 11 to 3. Hamburger and a domestic beer for just $4.99. That's right, burger and a beer for $4.99. Happy hours from 11 to 7 on Monday through Friday, and daily drink specials all the time. Sinners and Saints, great food, superb service, and tons of games like darts, cornhole, and giant Jenga. It's Sinners and Saints, Eubank and Montgomery.
There's a mountain of cash at Sandia Resort and Casino. $200,000 in cash and prizes. Earn entries all week long. Drawings Fridays from 3 to 10 p.m. and Sundays 11 to 6 p.m. Don't miss Mountain of Cash, only at Sandia Resort and Casino. Close to home, far from ordinary.
Trusting your equipment to perform when you need it is crucial. Rush Truck Center has one of the largest inventories of heavy and medium-duty trucks in New Mexico, and now in Farmington, too. Combined with the largest mobile service fleet, Rush Truck Center is your one-stop shop for sales, parts, and service. Rush Truck Center, the regional premier Peterbilt dealer, is the total solutions provider for all makes and models. Rush Truck Center, west of Coors on Hanover, just two blocks south of I-40, 800-357-6643. RushAlbuquerque.com.
Listening to your favorite station anytime, any place is only one button away.
It's a touchdown!
Download the ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team app. That's right, the 101.7 The Team app, available in Google Play and the App Store.
Whether you're a Lobo, Husky, or Bulldog, for over 40 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been helping families care for their pets. Fish, birds, cats, dogs, reptiles, and small animals. Clark's has built a tradition of friendly, knowledgeable service focused on quality pet care products at affordable prices. Locally owned and operated with two convenient locations for all your pet needs, including shot clinics without an appointment. 11200 Manal Northeast or 4914 Lomas Northeast. Clark's Pet Emporium will be your pet's favorite weekly stop. Clark's Pet Emporium. ClarksPets.com.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 of the team. And we've really got a treat for you right now. Joining us is Bobby Unser, three-time winner of the Indy 500. How are you doing this morning, Bobby?
I'm doing good. And if the people around the country could see our weather down here, they'd all move here. I wouldn't like all that, but
yeah, exactly. I don't know if I want them all here, but
no, but it's nice.
It is wonderful. And so, of course, IndyCar is going back second consecutive year in a row, back to Phoenix. Talk a little bit about when you used to run out in Phoenix and it being kind of our home track.
Well, you know, it is kind of like our home track. Do you know that at one time, I'm just going to give you a little factoid here, that it, when I was running Phoenix, that there were more, Al and I, of course, there were more people came from Albuquerque to watch the race down there than came from Tucson, Arizona, to watch the race in Phoenix. It just gives you an idea how many fans we have here in Albuquerque.
Absolutely, and we hope they make the trek to both the NASCAR and the IndyCar race. And, of course, with it being an evening, they don't have to deal as much with the heat, even though April is probably not quite as high as the middle of the summer. But talk a little bit about, what it was like to get in the truck and head over to Phoenix and know you're going to have so many hometown fans.
Well, Phoenix was always the favorite because besides the races there, we used to do a tremendous amount of testing there with the cars and with tire testing. I'll bet you of my testing, of which I did more than anybody else did, whatever that amounted to, for the tire companies and then, of course, for the cars because we developed cars in those days that were different cars. In other words, I didn't have to have one just like yours. And vice versa.
Right.
So we'd do all the developing, usually started all in Phoenix and then moved to Ontario, California. But Phoenix became the number one in the whole United States for testing, tire development, and of course the races. And now we've got for 2 years, last year, and then of course this year, the real races are coming back. And then, you mentioned real quick, it's going to be at night. Wow. Why couldn't we have been so lucky? I mean, to have a night race at Phoenix, the weather's just so nice then. I mean, I just think that must have been a punishment for us.
Absolutely. Well, what do you think about the expansion that they've got scheduled? It's kind of exciting that there's going to be some changes there.
Oh, I think it's going to be super good. Seeing the Silver Crown cars come back also. You know, they're just going to kick everything into high gear again like it used to be. And they should do that. You know, Phoenix is just a nice, nice, nice place to go to. If you're from out of town, it's an easy town to fly into. If you're going to drive, my Lord, you got I-40 right to Flagstaff, right south on 17, to the racetrack almost. I mean, it's an easy, easy, fun thing to do. Lots of motels, hotels, places to stay. How could you find something wrong with Phoenix, especially when they're doing a nighttime race?
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about kind of setting the stage for the month of May. Of course, you got the road course race that I'm sure you would have loved to participate in, but the Indy 500 at the end of May. What are your thoughts? I mean, are you getting excited to see Fernando Alonso come over and actually attempt the Indy 500?
Well, I think that's a neat thing, but let's just be honest about it. He isn't going to do any better than a lot of the guys. I know, you know, one thing about Bobby Unser is I don't tell things exactly the way some people see him. He's going to get his rear end kicked pretty hard, but he's a good race driver. And we've got so many foreigners that come that's not going to be all that exciting. But the part that will be exciting is to take some of our hot dogs, you know, the guys that really win a lot of the races, and pin them up against Formula One's one of their best that they've had. And that's going to be the interesting part. But it isn't, for Alonso, it isn't fair for him just to come out of the clear blue sky and jump into an Indy car. It just isn't that easy right off the bat. So he's going to have his hands full. And the other guys, of course, are going to be shooting daggers at him all the time.
Absolutely.
Well, it'll be exciting no matter what because the Formula One guys do so much bragging about how good their drivers are. And I'm going to bet you that the Americans, or I don't mean the Americans, I guess, because they've got so many foreigners that come.
Yep.
But one of the regulars are the ones that are going to win the race. That's my prediction.
Awesome. Well, you heard it here first. And the reason why I wanted to ask that question of you is because I quite often talk about the difference between now and how they promote races now versus back when you used to run, like you referred to, building your own car and bringing your own car. People that's the only race that they ran. I mean, you know, Graham Hill coming over. I mean, Mario Andretti winning the year after you won, 1969, the first one. This is not new, but it's funny how the media, today's media, is approaching it like this is something new. This is not new at all.
I mean, no, it's far, far, far from new, but it's also exciting. Remember one thing about Indy. It was always intended to be an international race.
Right.
Not local for the guys way back in the early start of the 19th century of being Indiana drivers, for example. It was meant to be the United States from any place drivers came from, and then also from all over the world. You know, Ascari has been over here. Fangio came over one time.
Yep.
Nobody would argue that Fangio wasn't the best during many, many years. And so it was nice to have that happen, and it'll still be nice today. And we always like to have, I would, if I had my choice, I would prefer to have nothing but their champions, the fastest that they have today to come to Indianapolis and run. Not, you know, it's okay for the rookies to come. That's nice because you have to have rookies in order to get guys with a lot of experience later in life. But by the same token, it's so important to have their best come. No excuses, come. This is Indianapolis 500, the most famous race on earth, the biggest sporting event on earth. Throw all of that stuff into it. So we always like to see them come.
Well,
but I'd just soon not see 90% of them be the foreign guy.
Right. And that was always, you know, kind of the issue with, or at least they claim that was the issue with the viewing public, is they were just turned off to the amount of foreign drivers. But I know a passion and a love for your family, of course, has been sprint car racing. And so the one guy I would actually like to see is Kyle Larson to come over and participate in. And I think he's like the ultimate young gun. I think it's a true testament to a smaller team with Ganassi, even though Ganassi's not a smaller team over in IndyCar, but they still are in NASCAR. I mean, what are your thoughts to seeing another sprint car driver go out there and win that thing?
Nothing in the world would suit me any more than to see that right now, and especially with Kyle Larson. And he isn't the only one. I mean, there's a few of those sprint car guys that are just flat good. Larson, you know, if you said, well, pick out the top, I'd pick Larson. And he will come, but he won't come right away. It would be unfair if they just took him out of, hypothetically, a NASCAR car and or a sprint car or a midget, Lord only knows he could drive all of them,
right,
and stick him into an Indy car for just a short amount of practice at Indianapolis. That wouldn't be fair. But give that kid just a little bit of time, meaning some testing. You know, whenever they're doing some tire testing, get him back there and let him do that. You just watch. He will be a star. He's one of the most natural, really good drivers that I've ever seen. I mean, the kid is really sharp thinking. He's fast, and he's a nice, nice person.
Speaking of fast sprint car drivers and fast tracks, what are some of your memories of Manzanita?
Oh, Manzanita, nice place. They should kill the guy that shut Manzanita down.
Absolutely.
That was a nice, nice dirt track. For the folks that don't know, that was a half-mile dirt track right almost downtown Phoenix. And I just loved it. I went there so many times and just loved it, you know. I mean, that was the place to go for dirt tracks. If you're talking about the western part of the United States, Manzanita was where you went, you know, or where you should have gone.
So, I mean, back in the day, of course, you could run Speedway Park on Friday, Manzanita Saturday, come back to Speedway Park on Sunday, running with guys like Buddy Taylor. Talk about that time, what that was like.
Well, those were the really, really start of the really good days because, you know, if you take the 60s and the 70s, those were the good days for racing. And even Buddy Taylor from Albuquerque here, along with our family, we were really good friends. When I was... Well, I guess technically I was too young to be driving midgets in those days, but I would hook a ride with Buddy Taylor in his station wagon, take his car, one of his cars, to Phoenix for a midget race. My dad would let me do that. Then, of course, when I'd get down there, I'd start looking for somebody that didn't have a driver for their car.
Yeah.
And I'd get a ride occasionally that way and try to keep it a secret from my dad. But that was with Buddy Taylor, and it was really kind of neat because Daddy really liked Buddy Taylor. So Buddy could get by with a lot of things that I couldn't get by with. In other words, he wouldn't chew Buddy out too much, you know.
Yeah, that is absolutely fantastic.
But that was fun to do that, you know. You could run Albuquerque, you could run Tucson. Gosh, one weekend we ran the USAC midgets, came in. That's the big dogs.
Yeah.
And we ran Ascot, excuse me, then Albuquerque, then Tucson, then Manzanita Park at Phoenix, and then back to Ascot. All just boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
And that was more fun you could ever believe. And would you believe I won Albuquerque?
Awesome.
So the good Lord helped me out on that one a little bit, you know?
That's fantastic. So, I mean, do you still itch to get in the car?
Oh, sure I do. If I had a time machine, you just put me, I'd be the first in the line. I mean, I loved racing. You know, I think it was nice. Really. That was a happiest time of my life was driving race cars. And I didn't care which type. You know, I drove everything. And that was just good.
Well, hey, I really appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning. I want to reach out and talk to you a little bit more about Pike's Peak when we get a little closer to that. But really appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Oh, I enjoy being on your show. That's nice. I just hope everybody shows up at Phoenix. I want to see those seats full when I get down there because the people will have a ball.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Okie doke. Thanks. Nice talking.
All right. We got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. Sports on huge screens, scratch food, and ice-cold beer on tap. Try the appetizing shareables like the double-stacked nachos and bacon jam sliders. Twin Peaks full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers like Dos Equis, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. And there is never a bad seat in the house. With 360 degrees of HD TV screens, Twin Peaks is the perfect place for any sports fan. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Napa Know How. Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa Know How. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa Know How, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
It's Stinkin' Good Septic Service. Atlas Pumping is your number one septic company. They have been servicing the Albuquerque and surrounding area for over 45 years. When you need the stink gone, think Atlas Pumping. Stinkin' Good Septic Service, 898-3936, 898-3936.
The Crown Room invites you to beat the rush for Mother's Day. Enjoy five-course dining for only $49 Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th, or Sunday brunch, May 14th with a kids menu. Reserve at OpenTable.com or call 767-7180. The Crown Room, inside Casino at the Downs.
Need to repair or replace your garage door or LiftMaster opener? Locally owned and operated since 1970, Windsor Door Sales owner Andy Pomeroy has been featured on Dateline NBC and the Today Show's Rossin Reports as an expert in protecting consumers from dishonest garage door repairmen. Let Windsor install a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, allowing you to check the status, open and close your garage door from the touch of a smartphone or tablet. Call 345-6604 today. Windsor Door Sales and LiftMaster, names you can trust.
When choosing a body shop, you want to choose the best for your car.
Sort of like choosing a coach for your favorite team.
Exactly. Somebody who is good.
Car Crafters was once again named Best of City for collision repair.
Somebody with experience.
Car Crafters has been around for 35 years.
and somebody you can trust.
Car Crafters serves thousands of New Mexicans each year, and they keep coming back.
Guess Car Crafters is the best choice for my car.
Car Crafters, it's like it never happened.
This is Lobo Coach Ray Birmingham. Take your business's conference room to the next level. Easy, wireless, with HD quality. Call Rick Siegel and Advanced Presentation Systems at 821-5515. The official audio-video partners for the Lobos.
Specializing in sales of apartment buildings, Steve Kramer and Nicole Rhodes of NAI Maestas and Ward Commercial Real Estate are ready to help you with your apartment investments. Call 878-0001 or visit gotspaceusa.com. That's gotspaceusa.com.
While out on the lake, stay afloat. Don't drink and boat. Alcohol use is the leading contributing factor in recreational boating fatalities. New Mexico State Parks Marine Enforcement Officers will be patrolling lakes and raising awareness of the dangers of drowning and of boating under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Never operate a boat or personal watercraft while impaired. Boat safe. Boat smart. Do your part and wear your life jacket. Your life depends on it. Visit nmparks.com today or call 888-NM-PARKS.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. This is Darrell Waltrip, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. IndyCar is heading into a Barber Motorsports Park this weekend, and joining the show now is Charlie Kimball. How are you doing this morning, Charlie?
I'm doing really well. How about yourself, David?
I'm doing fantastic. So a little rough weekend in Long Beach a couple of weekends ago for you, but otherwise, how do you feel that the 2017 season is stacking up for you?
Well, I think the 83 car and Novo Nordisk Chip Ganassi Racing crew has shown really good pace. We've qualified well in both races, both at St. Pete and at Long Beach, qualifying in the top 10 both times. So the results at the end of the races have been frustrating, but the pace is there. The car's good. I think the team is firing on all cylinders. So I'm looking forward to heading to Barber this weekend, having a nice clean weekend, picking up some momentum, and then heading out west for the Phoenix Grand Prix next weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that. And I wanted to talk a little bit about a special promotion they've actually got going on out there with the JDRF, and of course, you have a special connection to that with your type 1 diabetes. And so we'll talk a little bit about maybe going into the Phoenix race and kind of the promotion they've got going on with that, and maybe some unique perspectives you have living with type 1 diabetes.
Yeah, when I was 22 years old and racing in Europe, I got diagnosed with type 1, and so to be able to partner with Novo Nordisk, who's on the race car, Chip Ganassi Racing, the whole Race with Insulin program, to bring awareness to the diabetes community, and also that with the right tools and the right management, you can still live your dreams with diabetes has been very rewarding for me personally. And it's great that Phoenix Raceway is supporting the diabetes community with the race against type 1. And if you buy a ticket to watch the Phoenix Grand Prix in the Allison Grandstand for only $25, they'll donate $5 of those dollars back to the JDRF. So it's a great way to not only come out and see the Verizon IndyCar Series cars run around Phoenix Raceway, a very fast one-mile racetrack, the only place like it on the schedule this year, but it's also a great way to give back to the diabetes community at the same time.
So what were you thinking? Your life dream had been to drive a race car, and then you get a diagnosis from that. I mean, what kind of went through your mind at that time, and how quickly did you decide, hey, I'm going to take charge of this, and I'm going to do it for not only me, but for all the other people that have type 1 diabetes?
Well, I'd fallen in love with racing as a young boy, really, watching my dad, who's an engineer, work in racing and be around race cars. And then after I got into racing myself and starting go-karts, then cars, and getting diagnosed, I almost decided right away that I wasn't going to let, if I could, I wasn't going to let getting diagnosed get in the way of me living my dreams of racing cars for a living. And so it's taken a team effort for sure. My race team, my support team, my friends and family, and also my healthcare team, my endocrinologist, my diabetes educator, my nutritionist. We've all had to work together to come up with a few tools that allow me to continue to live my dream and be a professional racing driver in the IndyCar series.
Is there any unique things that you have to do on a race day just to make sure that you manage your health?
For sure. The moment I get up in the morning, I'm thinking about how to prepare my body and manage my diabetes so that when I'm in the race car, ideally all I'm thinking about is racing. And that starts with managing my nutrition, my blood sugar through taking insulin, all of those things. The amount of time that the mechanics put into the race car to make sure it's ready to go from green flag to checkered flag, I'm doing the same thing with my body. And my IndyCar is different than everyone else's. I wear a continuous glucose monitor, so I have a sensor on my body that transmits to a display that plugs into the car's data system. So on my electronic steering wheel, on my dash, I have speed, lap time, oil pressure, blood sugar, water temperature.
Wow.
My car and body data right there together.
That's phenomenal. I mean, that's a sign of technology, the things that we couldn't even have thought of, you know, when racing started, well over 100 years ago, the thought of how to deal with that. I mean, of course, it goes back to, you know, the Indy 500 in, 1932. We had a driver in there that had diabetes and then was not allowed to drive starting, in 1933. And so, kind of a lot of ignorance around that. Don't want to skip past Skip Barber this weekend, but let's talk some more about Phoenix. What do you think about the changes that they're going to make, including moving the start finish line for 2018?
I think it's going to change things up quite a bit. The fan experience, which is probably the most important improvement, is going to really, really get an overhaul. The new grandstands, and I think they're talking about Wi-Fi throughout the whole facility. That ability for fans to continue to interact with the race while they're at the event, be it through the Verizon IndyCar app or however they want to interact with the Verizon IndyCar series, being able to do that is incredible. And I've seen some of the renderings, and I know they're breaking ground, or they broke ground on it and are starting to work right away. So it's going to be interesting to see its growth and development over the next couple of years as we come back, not only for the races, but also for the off-season open test.
And I know you've had some experience racing in Europe as well. Indy 500 is right around the corner. You've had some great finishes the last couple of years with a third and a fifth place finish. What are your thoughts on running with Fernando Alonso?
I think it's fantastic. I think his comments about wanting to come and race in the biggest races of the world shows that he's a true racer. I mean, he really wants to put himself up against people that are racing all over the world in different types of cars. I know he'd love to go out and race in the 24 Hours of Le Mans and the Indy 500. It's a pretty cool event, and it was obviously took a huge amount of work from the group at Honda and the group at McLaren to put the program together. And I think it's exciting. I think it will move the needle. Personally, it'll move the needle for European fans and the Indy 500. And I mean, yes, I'm probably biased, but I think IndyCar racing and the Indy 500 is on an upswing.
Yeah, especially, I mean, your father being involved in some engineering in Formula One, as well as spending some time over there. Let's just talk about just Chip Ganassi Racing. Have you ever had any conversations with Kyle Larson about his interest in possibly coming and running the 500?
Well, I haven't ever talked to Kyle specifically about racing in the 500. But again, he's a little like Fernando. He's a racer's racer and would drive just about anything on the right stage at the right time. So I hope the opportunity comes together for Kyle to get the chance with Chip Ganassi Racing to race in the 500. But I know his priorities are definitely on the NASCAR side, making sure that he's doing everything he can to put together a run at the Chase this year.
But Charlie, we really appreciate you giving us some time and letting us know about all the neat things that are going on with the Phoenix Raceway, the project, and of course, the JDRF Foundation. Thank you very much for joining the show this morning.
Thanks for having me, and if people want to keep up to speed with me, they can follow me on Twitter at Race with Insulin.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that. Hey, good luck at Barber Motorsports Park this weekend, and we look forward to seeing you in the 500 in May.
Awesome. Thank you much.
Thank you. All right. We got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Oliver Kirby, this is Charlie Kimball, driver of the number 83 car for Chip Ganassi Racing in the Verizon IndyCar Series. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Albuquerque Trikeway's 2017 season is off to a fast start. At Gearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trails for only $20. With over 50 events, including two all-out call-outs and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsmen's and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Donut Mart, the spot for fresh and delicious donuts, bagels, muffins, coffee, and espresso-based drinks, now introduces the official Donut Mart app. Pull out your smartphone and download the Donut Mart app for your chance to win great stuff. Great deals, awesome rewards, and a weekly chance at scratchers to win Donut Mart stuff are just a click away on your smartphone. Earn rewards towards free coffee, lattes, breakfast sandwiches, their famous breakfast burritos, donuts, and more. Donut Mart, 5 locations with Wi-Fi. Pull out your smartphone and download the app today. Think local, support local, Donut Mart.
Team R&S accelerates the fun. Please join us for the 4th annual Team R&S Power Sports Expo this Saturday, April 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and see the many exciting ways to accelerate your fun. We'll have information booths showcasing a wide variety of the power sports activities in our community. There's even enthusiasts just like you available to discuss everything from recreational riding to club activities to how to get involved in competitive events. There'll be organizations on hand to visit with you about your first steps from learning to ride to riding safely and responsibly throughout your lifetime of experiences. We're talking dirt bikes to sport bikes, cruisers, watercraft, ATVs, side-by-sides, and more. As always, the team from R&S will be there to help you navigate through the wide variety of exciting products available to get you out accelerating the fun today. It's the 4th annual Team R&S Power Sports Expo this Saturday, April 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at R&S West on Coors just east of the Cottonwood Mall.
TeamRNS.com. Accelerate the fun.
Hi, I'm JJ with JJ's Premier Tire and Services. I invite you to experience a friendly and full-service mechanic shop. Stop by and let my master technicians do a free, no-obligation evaluation. We're independently owned and operated, and I support local and hope you do too. We have a full line of tires, provide everything from oil changes to rebuilding engines. Our promise is to have your vehicle running safe, strong, and efficient. JJ's Premier Tire and Service, San Antonio, west of Wyoming, 821-5771, 821-5771.
Pick up your copy of the Albuquerque Journal and plan your weekend with Venue, your weekly entertainment guide featuring information on movies, restaurants, live music, and theater. Learn tips to maintain your physical and mental well-being in our health section every Tuesday. Discover new recipes, food trends, and cooking tips in our food section every Wednesday. Share America's love of food and drinks with the monthly Relish magazine. Stop by one of our many retail locations today for your copy or visit us at abqjournal.com.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Graham Rahal, driver of the number 15 Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing Honda, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. Programming note, on deck, coming up at 9 a.m., you got FM Sports Saturday, Fred and Marty. At 10 a.m., you got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. At 11 a.m., you got the Henry T. Show. 2 p.m., we're going to have UNLV versus UNM in college baseball. 6 p.m., the Los Angeles Dodgers versus the Arizona Diamondbacks will join In Progress, the Golden State Warriors versus the Portland Trailblazers. Now, talk about that. That's a lot of great stuff and a lot of variety. So no need to tune into anything else today. Tomorrow at noon, we'll have UNLV versus UNM join In Progress, Los Angeles Dodgers versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. You want to go check out some cool looking car shows going on today? You got the annual spring thaw going on at Worldwide Automotive in the Old Car Garage. You can also go check out the Park in the Park car show here in Rio Rancho over at Cabazon Park. Advanced Auto has a grand opening over at 10026 Central Northwest with lots of hot rods and customs, and Rock and Rob will be spinning them over there. The British Car Club Roundup at the Unser Museum is going to be going on today until 1. And, of course, the on Sunday, you've got the annual Spring Cruise and Smooze at the Sonic Drive-In. But you want to go check out some cool-looking road racing, you can do it out at Sandia Speedway this weekend. And joining us is our on-site reporter, Larry Pitsley. How are you doing this morning, Larry?
David, I'm doing just great. It's an absolutely gorgeous, bright, beautiful New Mexico morning out.
Yeah, what's the conditions on the track for racing today? Well, qualifying today and racing tomorrow.
Actually, to answer your first question, the track is in great shape. They were out early this morning with their mechanical blower to take care of all the dust and dirt and any type of debris that might be on it. The track looks absolutely phenomenal. I took a lap around it with my truck at about 7 o'clock, and it was beautiful. What we do is we do qualifying and racing both days. We'll qualify sometime later this morning. We'll have practice and qualifying, and then we'll have races in all the different groups in the afternoon.
What kind of cars are out there today if people wanted to come out and watch?
Well, we've got a pretty good mix of cars. We've got a great group of vintage cars all the way down to a vintage Corvette that comes out of Elephant Butte.
Wow. The
car is absolutely gorgeous. People will love to look at it. The owner of that car is more than willing to let people look at his car. Of course, we have a group of Porsches in the contemporary class. So we've got quite a few different cars, but I think people will enjoy seeing some of the older variety of vintage cars because they're the cars we remember when we were young.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk a little bit about what are the differences in road racing versus, say, circle track racing is you have different types of cars on the track at the same time. Talk a little bit about maybe, some unique challenges and maybe some more fun that comes out of that.
Well, a lot of times what we end up with is several different classes at the same time, and you're going to get a contemporary Porsche-type car, and there might be a spec Miata out in their organization at the same time. So you have a quite a large speed differential that everybody has to pay attention to. And we have a rule that the overtaking car goes offline to pass the other vehicle. The one that's being passed stays in their line, and it's just a rule that way everybody knows where everybody's going to go. There's no question about somebody trying to avoid somebody else. It makes it for much safer, and then sometimes you have a 20, 30, 40 mile an hour speed differential.
If anybody was interested in getting some more information about Southwest Motorsports, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can get onto our website, which is swms.org, and there's a lot of information on there as far as the rules and the type of cars and a list of people that they can contact if they're interested in talking more about the club. And all of us are more than willing to entertain any phone calls or emails or anything like that. And that'd be the easiest way. But one other thing that we are going to be doing, on May 6th, we're going to have a booth up at the, car show at the Barley Room, which I think you're promoting, David.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have a booth up there with, approximately five cars in it with of different types. We're going to have a full-blown race car, a spec Miata, a vintage car, a high-performance driving, which is a street-legal vehicle, and some shifter carts.
Well, what kind of vehicle are you driving this weekend, Larry?
I have a highly modified 1975 Porsche 914. It has all 911 engine, transmission, running gear in a 914 body that's 99% fiberglass.
Awesome. What do you like most about driving out at Sandia?
Well, Sandia is a what I call a busy little track. It's approximately 1.7 miles, but it's got 14 turns. So you're constantly doing something. You're shifting, you're upshifting, you're downshifting, you're turning, you're braking. As opposed to something like Heartland Park at Topeka, Kansas, which is 2.5 miles long, but it also only has, it has 14 turns. So you're pretty busy. It's a busy day when you're running at Sandia.
How much harder is that on the equipment?
Well, it's a little bit harder because you're obviously using it more, and it doesn't get a chance to, the brakes don't get a chance to cool off as you're going down long straightaways and things like that because you don't have long straightaways. So you're using up the equipment faster, you're using up tires a little bit more, but, it's probably also more fun just because you're constantly in some sort of a turn or a, racing with somebody to a turn or out of a turn.
How much does it cost to come out and watch a race today?
It's absolutely free. We encourage people to come out and not only watch the races, but walk around the pits and look at all the cars and talk to the drivers. There's no charge for any of that. They just have to sign in so we can put an armband on them so we know that they've come through the gate.
Awesome. Larry, hey, appreciate you joining the show this morning.
Pardon?
I appreciate you joining the show this morning.
But David, I want to tell you one thing. I listened to the Bobby Unser interview.
Yeah.
And as usual, Bobby is a very, very entertaining man, and I really like listening to him. That was a good interview.
Yeah, Bobby's great, and of course Charlie Kimball is amazing with racing with type 1 diabetes. So that was really a great opportunity to get him on as well.
Well, it's always interesting to find out how somebody with some kind of a medical problem like that, how they accommodate themselves to make that work for as long as those races are.
Absolutely. Hey, Larry, thank you, and have a safe and fun weekend.
And thanks for having us again, David. I appreciate it. And come on out and see us sometime today.
Absolutely. I'll be out there a little bit later. That was Larry Pitsley with Southwest Motorsports. Of course, talk a little bit about Charlie Kimball and Bobby Unser there. But one thing I also saw is a lot of the racers are going to start wearing actually heart monitors in their racing suits as well so they can keep track of that. Some of them, like it. Of course, Jimmy Johnson, I mean, world-class athlete on top of being a world-class driver is pretty amazing, but you also got, people like, Clint Boyer says, heck, I'm not wearing that, but that's typical of Clint Boyer, but got a whole lot more coming up. FM Sports Saturdays on deck. I can see Fred getting ready now, taking some practice swings at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., we got the team high school show with Gary Heron, 11 a.m., the Henry T show, 2 p.m., UNLV versus UNM college baseball, 6 p.m., LA Dodgers versus Arizona Diamondbacks and Join in Progress, Golden State Warriors, and Portland Trailblazers, all today on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Adam. Another great show. We'll be back next Saturday with a whole new set of interviews. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
...1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.